This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Many people on the autism spectrum can have a hard time with loud, chaotic places, which can make a day out to the sports stadium less than a good time. But a number of professional teams are trying to make attending games easier for those with autism and who may have other special needs. Laura Ziegler reports from KCUR in Kansas City on what the Royals are doing at Kauffman Stadium.
It really doesn't make any difference to 16-year-old Ryan Bennett that the Kansas City Royals are losing to the Red Sox during a recent game. He's sweating.
It's really hot out here.
Ryan hates the heat. It makes him anxious. He says the unpredictable loudness makes him fidgety.
There are times where I feel like I want to plug my ears. So, like now. I feel like I'm being rude by doing that, and I don't want to be rude.
By the fifth inning, Ryan's had enough. So he and his mom and dad, Rick and Kathy Bennett, set out with a map to find the new quiet zones the Royals have created to help those on the autism spectrum.
Do you see any identifying marks? Are we there yet?
So we're looking for the third base dugout concourse, the elevator area.
It takes a while, but they find an usher who points them in the right direction. That extra 15 or 20 minutes is really hard for someone like Ryan, whose anxiety level is already high. Rick Bennett says directions in the stadium and on the map need to be clearer and more consistent.
There's a lot of those folks on the spectrum that are not necessarily going to engage somebody and ask for directions.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says one in 68 children is on the autism spectrum. And the Royals want these kids and their families to feel comfortable in their stadium, says Royals spokesman Toby Cook.
We like selling the tickets, but we really also like filling the stadium up with fans. But there is the rub, because the more people we have here and the greater the volume level, the more we have to be sensitive to people who have a sensitivity to that.
Major League Baseball has made a commitment to sponsor Autism Awareness Days around the country. But the Kansas City Royals would like kids on the spectrum to come to a game any day they want, and ideally stay until the end. From Kansas City, I'm Laura Ziegler for Marketplace.